We pray. O triumphant Lord, merciful King, be with us, guard us, guide us, and protect us, that your will may be done and your name glorified in our coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. What a strange sight it must have been to see the disciples all gathered around, dazed, looking up into the sky. It wasn't that long ago that they had the memories of Jesus' bloody body hanging on the cross. His glorious resurrection had now transformed from a tale of fantastic proportions to a great and certain victory. But now, what would Christ do? What was next after he rose? Would he now go house by house, town by town, showing everyone that he had truly risen from the dead? Well, he gathered his disciples together and floated up into the sky. Now, who have seen a science fiction movie or two in our lifetime, we might not have too much trouble imagining someone floating or flying through the air. But I wager that these disciples had never even imagined someone levitating. But here they were. The disciples were blown away as all of a sudden his feet lifted up off the ground and quickly lifted over their head, and he kept on going higher and higher and higher. Oh, is this really happening, what I'm seeing right before my eyes? Can this really be happening? And what does it mean for us? Are we now alone? Has he left us? Remarkably, for all that they were seeing and trying to process in their minds and heart, they went back rejoicing, filled with joy. Their Savior was going to his throne on high. And they call to us from the distant past and encourage us, rejoice. Our victorious Savior ascends to reign. Jesus died. Jesus rose. What was next in store for his disciples? Well, Jesus told them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The disciples had a remarkable story to tell, but I would imagine for people with no faith, it may have seemed fantastic, preposterous even. There's this Jewish man who claims to be God. He healed the sick and raised the dead. He himself was killed, but he came back to life. And then he floated up amongst the clouds. And in him alone is there forgiveness. I wonder whether the disciples ever had any tinge of fear, wondering whether they would be laughed out of the communities that they'd go to, or whether they had an inkling of danger. Look at what they did to Jesus. Are we the next ones to die? Or maybe they were simply just overwhelmed by the task Jesus had given them. Jesus, we're supposed to go back to Jerusalem where they put you to death? Jesus, you want us to go to our enemies in the Samaria and preach that Jesus died for them too? Jesus, you really want us to go amongst all the Romans and the Greeks and everyone else and tell them that them worshiping at pagan temples are really no gods at all and that there is only one God and only one way to be saved, and that's in Jesus? And out into the entire world? Wow. Would that job description be overwhelming? The disciples were about to receive Pentecostal power, the Holy Spirit, a gift of light that would be beyond their wildest dreams. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. These common, ordinary, different group of guys were going to have a whole different view of the world. They would begin to see it through spiritual eyes, not human eyes. The Holy Spirit took the wisdom from the mind of God and placed it in their hearts that they might be able to understand Scripture. The Holy Spirit was there to reveal the wonders of the triune God so that they could know Him better, teach Him better, share those truths with the entire world. Their hope grew tall and strong like an oak tree in their heart of hearts. They could see through the eyes of faith the glories of heaven and Jesus sitting on His throne. Oh, God's power was upon them and working through them so that the Word would be brought even to this distant land at this distant time. With a heart full of joy, they could bow before their victorious Savior and honor Him as their King of Kings. No longer were the disciples worried about being left out of town. No longer were they afraid that they might be in some mortal danger. No longer were they overwhelmed by the enormous mission to go and share the good news with the entire world. No, because their Savior was victorious. What could this world do to them when He had the victory over sin, death, hell, and Satan? What were they to be afraid of? With their very own eyes, they saw Him ascend to His throne on high to reign over everything and everybody. Well, as His modern-day disciples now, He also calls for us to rejoice. To rejoice because our victorious Savior ascends to reign, to rule. Jesus is our risen Savior and reigning King. And so we rejoice. We rejoice to live for Him and to proclaim our Savior to the very ends of the earth. Although we might have struggles too. Like Peter and the others on Good Friday, our eyes might see only what's immediately in front of us, never to see the big picture. It's easy for us to be so absorbed in the delights of this world or the decay of this world. And then we miss the spectacle of the overarching majesty and control and power of our Savior. This world is full of delights. Are our lives like a candy shop filled with all kinds of sweet treats and entertainment? There are so many opportunities for us to be the best of our best, tooting our own horn, making it big in the world, living out our dreams. Like never before, we're able to climb Everest or take a shuttle to the moon or invent the next car. Or maybe we're choking on this world's decay. When someone in our home is addicted to beer, whiskey, prescription drugs, or heroin. If someone we love has fallen into a deep hole of anxiety, depression, or delusion, or if a tornado has leveled a home or a business, in all these troubles, we can feel totally helpless. We may even find ourselves asking the question, is Satan really in control of this world? Is everything lost? If our eyes look only to the pain and the loss and the evil, we miss the big picture of our ascended Lord ruling. And so, like the disciples, we need to look up. Look up at our glorious Lord. Pray for eyes that see beyond the world of trees and flowers, that see beyond the world of drugs and murder. Pray for Peter's Pentecostal vision, that we might truly see our victorious Savior ascended and ruling all things. Jesus gives the Holy Spirit through his holy word and puts a special light in our eyes. Through that word, he takes the wisdom from the mind of God and places it in our hearts, that we might see things we never dreamed possible. As clearly as you see these candles before us this evening, so may God give us eyes that we might see just as clearly our Savior's outstretched arms. Those very arms that were stretched out on the cross to save us from our sins are now stretched out with power, dominion, and glory. He rules everything in the world, from the stars to the seas, holding in one hand the chain around the neck of all that is evil in this world, and with the other hand pouring out blessing and blessing into the future and into the lives of his chosen people. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Jesus is both sitting on his throne on high and standing by our side all at the same time. He's constantly watching over us to forgive us, shelter us, strengthen us, grow us, and bless us. Jesus has already won. He reigns in victory. And through faith, he gives us that victory. Therefore, we sinners can walk in the peace of forgiveness all the days. We weaklings are protected by his power. We can be confident that we are his and he is ours. What should we fear? Heaven is our home. That's where we're headed. He is our constant companion in every day and every way in this journey through life. We have a message to bring out to the four corners of this world. Rejoice, our victorious Savior ascends to reign. Amen. Please rise. We pray, merciful Lord, gracious God, be with us in every day and way that we might take our strength from you. You, our constant companion, that we might be cheered and guided by your infinite word. Bless us now and forever in Christ our Savior. Amen.